Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about the UK is retarded. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, I bet you're saying, hey Gonzo, aren't you an American? Why are you talking shit about the United Kingdom? Well, here's a simple question, an answer to that question. It's because fuck you, that's why. And England sucks ass. Yes, America sucks ass for different reasons. But yet, America and England, they have something in common. We love our fucking minorities and we keep on bringing immigrants in here because apparently fucking getting raped and abused is apparently good. But let's see what they fucking getting here in return, these fucking immigrants. Yeah, the Muslims are getting all these cash and prizes. You want to go see what they get? Well, let's look at a clip. Yes, a clip. Yeah, I don't know if there's any people here from the UK watching this, but yeah, doesn't this kind of piss you off? You see these motherfuckers eating on your dime, or guess it'll be on your pound, because you have different values of money or whatever the fuck. But yeah, doesn't it piss you off that your taxes are paying for these motherfuckers to eat, and they have also a roof over their head? Yeah, they come over here, they're taking your jobs, they're raping your women, and they're eating your food. What the fuck are you gonna do, you fucking British people? Are you gonna stand up and defend yourself, or are you just gonna spread your butt cheeks and say, instant here, daddy? I don't know. Which way, Western man? Yeah, British food is very questionable. It looks like Shelly came out of a dumpster, but still, it's free food. That's food that should be going into your bellies. And some fucking immigrant that fucking hates your guts is just there to fucking exploit you. But yeah, stop being stupid. Kick them out. Just saying. You know what I would do just to be a fucking dick? I'll put some ham or some bacon right there. Like, here, motherfuckers, enjoy your meal, fucking bitch. Hey, it's my country, so fuck you. Yeah, you think these motherfuckers care that they're wasting food? They're not paying for it. Yeah, they're here in your country, eating your food, sleeping in your beds, and fucking your women, and then they're fucking laughing at you. Yeah, wait when they started imposing Sharia law. Yes, yeah, the Europe is fucked, it's fucked beyond repair, and United States is gonna fall too. Yeah, it's because we're stupid, we're letting these fucking stupid jigaboos inside our countries. Yeah, you should turn around and kick them. Yeah, kick them out. Start doing the crusades and push them back to Jerusalem or wherever the fuck these fucking people come from. Just saying.
Thank you. Welcome.
Yeah, this motherfucker thanks you for eating your food and he's here in your country. He's gonna be fucking your shit up. If they think it doesn't make you racist, I don't know what this. Enjoy the penis of going up your ass, motherfucker. Yeah, after a meal, you go drink some coffee, may have a cigarette, or in my case, it'll be a fucking joint. Yeah, go drink over there, go stand outside, go stare at the stars, and contemplate your life. Yeah, what a good life. Everything's paid for you, and all you have to do is just be there. Yeah, fun times, friends. Yeah, England, what the fuck's wrong with you guys? You letting these motherfuckers eat your food, stay in your place, and do all kinds of shit. Like, they own the place. But you know what? Maybe they do own this place. Yeah, what the fuck are you gonna do, British people? Are you gonna kick these motherfuckers out of your country? Are you? Or are you just gonna get fucked in the ass? I don't know. Let's continue watch.
One rice.
Yeah, you got a motherfucking servant there to give you your food. Yeah, give me some rice. And while you're at it, why don't you suck my dick too? And what's your mother's fucking phone number? Or better yet, give me your sister. Oh, this guy's Muslim, so he probably wants an underage bitch. Yes, fuck that bitch.
Fish, rice, pasta, bit of veg. Keep it simple, boys. Fish and rice.
You know what's funny? They had that No Kings rally here in America, and they were protesting that Donald Trump is a king and all this bullshit. Yeah, even though that motherfucker is letting people protest, yeah, for stupid shit. But the only people that I see that are kings are these motherfuckers. Look at them. They're getting all this food that is free. They have people fucking serving them. They probably... Yeah. So what the fuck, man? Some people get crapped on. Yeah, Donald Trump is not a good guy. Fuck him, but... Yeah, fuck these immigrants too. Yeah, in this world, it's either fuck or get fucked. And I'm tired of getting fucked, so it's time to start fucking, right? Just saying.
Oh, lentil soup. Fucking love a soup.
I actually like lentil soup too. I grew up on lentil soup. Yeah, because my mom being poor and all that, and my dad being a fucking faggot and whatever. Yeah, left us, so that's what we got to eat, lentil soup. Some people probably get tired of it. Like, you know, when you go to prison, you have to eat bologna sandwiches or peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, that type of shit. But I don't really eat in lentils as much, so for me, it's comfort food. But I don't know about you guys. Anyways, let's continue to this little thing, right?
Tomatoes.
Yeah, at least this faggot called it tomatoes, not tomatoes. Yeah, doesn't the English people say tomatoes? Fucking retards. Niggers, Indians, same fucking thing, right?
Again, thank you.
Yes, friends, let's all thank the UK government for bringing us this bullshit. Yes, friends, look how England has fallen. They got all these stupid immigrants here and they're doing dumbass shit. And what are the white people where they're doing? Nothing but fucking stupid dumb bullshit. Yes, white people, why the fuck are you letting your government bring these motherfuckers into your country? Yes, you're getting fucked in the ass and you just fucking take it. Yeah, stop doing that, friends. Yeah, there's more to life than getting fucked and being obedient. Yes, don't do stuff for the government, especially when they're fucking in the ass. Okay, friends? There's something to think about. Well, goodbye, friends. It's gonna be bumpy, but anyways, whatever.
Never say, f*** you. If you wish to sound more elegant, use one of these better alternatives. Number one, your absence would be the greatest gift. Number two, you'll vacate this space forthwith. Number three, I find your company tolerably tedious. Number four, I should rather be left to solitude than endure the torment of your presence. I have exhausted the uttermost measure of patience one may extend in such circumstances, and I must therefore insist that you retire without delay, lest my temper betray me into unseemly candour.